making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so the moon could become a space gas station. So yesterday, let me explain a little bit more. Yesterday, NASA scientists announced that the moon, that they've discovered frozen water on the dark side of the surface of the moon.
That's weird.
Yeah. So the next steps into it becoming like a kind of like a gas station is they're going to have a rover. We'll investigate water-rich regions of the area. There will also be ambitions to send astronauts to establish a permanent moon base, which I thought was already happening.
Yeah.
Which will be used as a layover on the way to Mars.
Your dreams are coming true.
I know, right? The detection of water on the lunar surface also means there's a potential for mining water ice, which could be broken up into oxygen and hydrogen to produce rocket fuel. So basically, putting a gas station on the moon.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's very George Jetson. I'm just picturing, they're pulling up. Pull her up, please.
What are we going to discover next? There's water on the moon. What kind of life forms are we going to find? I don't know. All right, what do you got?
So, KFC now has fried chicken-scented fire logs.
Yeah.
For a third year in a row, they're releasing their limited edition fried chicken-scented fire logs. In the past years, they don't last on the shelves very long. So, if you want one, you got to quickly go to Walmart and Walmart.com.
Need to get me one of those.
That would just make me hungry all day.
I had my parents here last week, and we made like tacos three nights in a row, and then E came to visit. When she walked into my place, she was like, "It smells like taco BO in here." So I need to get a KFC fire log, I guess.
And so this, Tesla has announced they're going to invest up to $12 billion in new electric car and battery factories. The two-year expenditure plan comes as Tesla needs to ramp up capacity for new products, not only in vehicle production, but also in the manufacture of solar roofs. Industry publication Electric reports, despite the large investment, Tesla still remains expects to remain marginally profitable.
So solar roofs, is that kind of like, you know, the roof having a solar panel
that's my guess.
Generated and powered by the sun, so you don't have to plug in the car or anything and go longer distances?
I'm guessing.
Sounds pretty neat.
Yeah.
So we're going to have solar roof cars, and we're going to have a moon base with gas stations. Welcome to the future, folks. We're living in it right now.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.